So we read here that that when we consider the conclusion of the wicked, we see that they're cursed, and we see that their destiny is to be destroyed, that they're going to be wiped out. Now, I'm going to just say this. The destruction of the wicked, that's a good thing. Because when the wicked are destroyed, they're not going to go out and violently oppress the poor anymore.
Right.
They're not going to deceive people anymore. They're not going to commit abominable works anymore that God hates. That's why the destruction of the wicked is a good thing. That's why it says in Psalms 58, the righteous shall rejoice when they see the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. The destruction of the wicked is a good thing. The Bible even says that the righteous, those that love God, those that are saved, those that are filled with the Holy Spirit, those that read His Word, delight in His Word, the Bible says that when we see the vengeance of God come upon the wicked, that is a reason for us to rejoice.
Right.
That's something to be glad about.
That's right.
Because it means that everything that the wicked do is coming to an end.
Yep.
And we will no longer have to fret, we'll never have to worry, we'll never have to experience, you know, the angst and the sorrow when we see what all the things that the wicked do. That will all come to an end. We won't have to see those images of mourning families, of cities destroyed, of people living in poverty, of people just being, you know, poisoned and destroyed by the wicked.
Right.
The Bible says when they're destroyed, we should rejoice. It goes on that we should wash our feet in their blood. That's some strong language. That's really something when God says, you know what, not only are you rejoice, you should wash your feet in their blood. I mean, you shouldn't even have any kind of a conscience towards the fact that they're being destroyed. It shouldn't bother you in the least. You should treat their blood like water. Like it's just something, you know, it's just something that should just be in abundance.